the beginning of our parsha presents us with quite a question. It seems as though Moshe was promised that the Jewish people would listen to him. And then we're told at the beginning of the parsha, "Velo shamu Moshe," they didn't listen to Moshe. So what's going on? Was God wrong? God forbid. Obviously, that's not the case. So what does it mean, "Velo shamu Moshe," if God promised that they would actually listen to Moshe? So a beautiful explanation given by the Kotzker is that there's two messages that they're hearing. There's the physical message. It's the message you're going to be physically saved. And it's the spiritual message. It's the deeper message that's contained within the first words that they hear. They heard the first part. They heard that they were going to be saved physically. But they didn't hear the deeper spiritual piece. And therefore, when they see that they didn't get saved, what ends up happening is they say, "What do you mean, Moshe? You promised us that we were going to be saved." But they didn't hear the whole thing. That's one possibility. But perhaps there is a different answer, which I think is a little bit simpler. Is that the word Shema, we're used to it, is "I hear you" or "I hear you." What's the difference between the two? There's "I hear you." It means that the words that you say, they come into my ears. I hear you. Do I really hear you? There is "I hear you," which is an understanding of the depths of your message. Sometimes you'll hear a person speak and you'll take their words in, but you don't hear what's coming from the inner depths of their soul. And so what ends up happening is the person says, "I hear you." I don't really hear what the person has said. And perhaps that's really the message as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned. They heard Moshe. It means that they heard the words, "You're going to be saved." But they didn't hear the deeper message. The deeper message was that you're going to be saved, but it's process-oriented, and it's going to take time. And you're going to get there, but it's not going to be as easy as you think. Lo shamu el Moshe, mikotze ruach mi'avuda kasha, from the hard work that they had suffered, they couldn't hear the true depth of what Moshe was saying. And so, very quickly, when they're not rescued, when they don't go free, all of a sudden they turn on Moshe. It's going to take a year of slowly chipping away at the Egyptians and the Jewish people to get the Jewish people to the point where they're ready to go out. Have a good day.